Good. So here is a couple of parts that have been designed with parametrics to just to give you a test of what you can do with that. And if you see them, most of these parts, they are quite simple. And this is on purpose, because parametric is focusing on, let's say, technical parts that are usually much less complex of things that you can, the 3D modelers can do usually. And so some are very simple, others are, I would say, on the 2D aspect quite complex, like the gears, for example. But then there is, so maybe there's some pieces there where you have intersection and so on, but it's not the focus of parametrics. The focus on parametrics is, let's say, to design 2D shapes for fulfilling some technical needs. And then it allows you to complete, to do up to get the full 3D shape. But Boolean operation and so on is not the focus on parametrics. It just allows you to do the minimum to complete your task. Yeah, so I have a couple of slides, but I would like to start with some demo, and then we'll go to a bit of theory. So to leave the... Okay, so... Yes, so here, parametrics is a very, let's say, lightweight solution, small. It's all run in the browsers. And the why it can run in the browsers is because basically it deals mostly with 2D. And the 3D is outsources to all these tools that we spoke before, FreeCAD and OpenSCAD and so on. I will explain that in a minute. So basically here you have the you have a table with all the parameters that you have defined as a designer, and you can change them live and see how it impacts your 2D, and you see the number of holes. So here, this is a part of a doorstop to lock the door to keep it open. And yes, so it's typical parametric things, but yes, so you see the results in 2D. And okay, just to go very shortly through the graphical interface, so you have an overview and you can zoom in there. Well, for people writing code, it's cool to write code to have to make CAD and not with the mouse. There's pros and cons, but okay, parametrics is for people who want to do this way, and it's Git friendly with all the advantages that come with this. So there's, I mean, all CAD tools, they offer an API, so you can ask yourself, what's the benefit of parametrics, because already all CAD solutions offer that. So now let's come to the special of parametrics. What is doing this? So first, this API is in modern JavaScript. So basically, it's bringing CAD to the, let's say, JavaScript world. And with all the benefit that you get from the modern JavaScript, that means your parametrics will run in the browsers, as we have shown, as in the CLI as well. So if you want to automate CI/CD and so on. So actually, durability, because it's a very small solution, well, it's of course, because we are theirs, it's small, so it's just a 6,000 line of code solution, so nothing compared to all the big solutions we have heard before. And yes, and I think for durability of 3D models, it's because you are independent of CAD tools. So actually, in this 6,000 line of code, it's a small 2D engine, and all the 3D, as I say, is offloaded to the traditional CAD tools. So basically, the outcome of parametrics is a FreeCAD Python script, an OpenSCAD script, a JSCAD script, and they will do the real 3D engine and generate the STL. So basically, you make your design in JavaScript, and parametrics will convert it into any of the CAD script that you would like. Well, currently, those three CAD tools that have a gen name are supported, but you can extend it. It's not an issue, even to SolidWorks commercial solution and so on. So that means that modeling in parametrics make you independent from CAD tools, and if you want to make sure that what you are modeling today will be available in 20 years, maybe that's a good thing. So you are just depending on this 6,000 line of code that anyone can maintain. An additional small benefits, but it's not the main point of parametrics, is that maybe we have seen that. So to understand all the parameters, you have all these nice graphics that explain you where are the parameters. Well, it's not generated by parametrics, but it's let's say belonging to the flow. So you have a nice way to document or to explain what are your parameters. It generates this web UI and CLI automatically. So basically, you just have to write a small piece of code to generate to make your 3D modeling, and you will get a website and a CLI out of it with really a very small work. You have 2D simulation, we have seen with the gears. It's mostly focusing on manufacturing. So when you think about CNC and so on, you have to make a line and piece of circle, and the API drive you in these directions. So you cannot make complex spline and so on. Complex spline should, you must transfer, convert them into pieces of circles so that basically from your 3D model. So basically, what is the workflow for, as a designer? The first thing is you, with an SVG, so Inkscape typically, you draw your design just to think and which parameter you want to have and what is to have a clear idea of your design. Then you come to the modeling in JavaScript. So here you will make a JavaScript package with a geometrics API. And typically, so for example, the door stoppers is made out of, let's say, 15 lines of code. So it's a quite efficient API, I think. And then this package, you will generate the CLIs, the website, very easily. Then from there, basically, this is what the designer will hand over to the maker. The maker has this web page, basically, where he can select his parameters and then generate out of it the SVG and the X files is out of the box directly from the website. And then when it comes to 3D, you will output either the Python FreeCAD or SCAD file and so on. That's it. That's what Parametrics gives. And then you have to use this file and out of on your machine, install OpenSCAD, FreeCAD, GSCAD, that's the three tools that are supported, run the script, and from there you will get the STL step file that you can then visualize and render your 3D as we know it. So from this STL file, you can go to the manufacturing with 3D printers and so on. And catalogs, this is the website we saw at the beginning, which is basically the catalog of files. And from there, I think we didn't through that, but if I go, for example, to these gears, I do not have internet anymore. Okay. Good. From Catalogs, you can go back to the designer website where you can change your parameters and regenerate the design in a new form. So this website is a very good approach for open hardware. Basically, the design is just an URL, you share it, and the maker can select his own parameters without, yes, and regenerate all the files quite quickly. Okay, so this is basically the same things, architecture presented in another way. Okay, don't know what does it mean, but, I mean, okay, in this, somehow the Wi-Fi was.
It looks like you have internet now. Could you please show us the page you were meaning to show us, please?
Yeah, sure.
I'm curious now.
Okay, so here we see the details. So there is a couple of, okay. Doesn't work well when I click somehow. Yeah. So yes, you select a part. You see the source code, the UI, and so on. Some snapshot or screenshot of the pieces to see. And here you have all the files that you can download. So basically, the parameter files, which contain the value that you have used, the 2D file, and then the 3D files, and also the script. Letting FreeCAD generating the 3D or OpenSCAD generating the 3D. And here, this button, here, if I go there, I click, and it brings me back to the actual parametrics. So parametrics is running there in this page. And the parameters that you see there are the one that has been used to generate. So it comes to the page with the parameter that was used to generate the 3DP. So if you like this, because I will go back, sorry, to the, so for example, the gears has been generated in different flavor. So all this is coming from the same design, but different parameterization. And let's say I click to this one, that looks a little bit different. And if I click here, you see that, yes, it's so you get the parameters of this one. So you say, okay, I want to have something close to this one, but I want to change the number of teeth. So now you have 30, maybe you want 28. Oops, yes. So when it's like this, it's because it tells me the parameterization I select is not possible because of some conflicts. And if you take time, you look at the error message and you understand the conflict between the parameters. But okay, so one way is you select a design you like, you say, okay, but I want to change that and that, and then you select the parameter and change it.
So you said the starting point is an SVG. How do you go from there to the parametrically modifiable variables?
So SVG has, yes. So the question is why, what is the link between the SVG, that is the start of the modelization, and this result, basically. The link is more for documentation and education, or helping you to think. So there is no programmatic link. You start with an SVG, or at least I have to first to draw this to make my ideas clear for
creating like a geometries. Is it parametrics mainly focus on extracting like a complex design such as a gears creation, and that's the main core feature that differentiate from existing code library, and why did you choose to not build up on top of JSCAD, for instance?
The question is why parametric is not built on top of JSCAD, which basically would provide a 3D backend out of the box without this weird thing to export a script and then you have to run. The first motivation to make parametrics was to ensure the durability of the 3D modelings, because of my bad experience when I tried a tool and then for specific parts it was crashing, and then the other one, and so on. So I wanted to make sure that my model could last, let's say, 20 years. And that's why I didn't want to depend on one of them, and don't ask the question, okay, now I will make all my 3D models on these solutions. JSCAD I discovered later after starting it, so I don't want to main on it, but because of my general experience, I didn't trust, I wanted to be able to switch from one solution to another one very quickly. And indeed, in this couple of parts that we have seen at the beginning in this catalog, some make FreeCAD crash, or used to make FreeCAD crash, maybe you have to check with the new versions, and other used to make OpenSCAD crash. At the end, I can generate always my 3D parts, because none of this design crash makes all the tools crash, but yes, I'm very happy that I can switch after the modeling and not first through the solution and then model.